So Dr. Ali indicating a continuation of his general physical, patient named Donard, D-U-N-A-R-D, Dickon, D-I-C-K-E-N, date of birth 2-7-1939, place Franklin Genesis Nursing Rehab, date of service 10-21-2023. This is the next page, past medical history, aortic valve replacement, prosthetic valve, maintenance anticoagulation, actions, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, CABG, next line atrial fibrillation, next line hypothyroidism, next line obstructive sleep apnea, diagnosed in 2011, next line history of rhinitis, history of colonic polyp, next line multiple pulmonary nodule, stable for several years, next line lumbar vertebral decompression surgery in the past with the instrumentation in August 2015. History of cervical spine stenosis, thoracic spine stenosis, next line, history of schwannoma, SCHWANOMA, history of benign prostatic hypertrophy, leg edema, asthma, COPD and emphysema, osteoarthritis, history of appendectomy, history of pneumonia, treated history of traumatic left rib fracture in 2020 due to fall, suffered rib trauma, history of COVID 2020 with recovery, history of closed non-displaced fracture of the left acetabulum, history of cervical radiculopathy, history of schwannoma, SCHWANO, schwannoma by biopsy of the neck in June 2023. Social history, married, he used to quit smoke, but quit smoking many years ago, no alcohol, no drugs, live with the wife, family history positive for coronary artery disease and COPD, through a system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, pulmonary, dry cough, cardiac, no chest pain, palpitation, GI, no tendinitis, musculoskeletal, no pain, genital urinary hematuria, neuro, no syncope, complaint of generalized weakness, ambulatory dysfunction. Medications upon discharge. Medication, Lovinox, 80 milligrams subcutaneous BID for 7 days, but a monitor with the daily PTNR, once per NR between 2.5 to 3.5, Lovinox will be discontinued, patient will be maintained on warfarin. Next, Lasix 20 milligram daily, albuterol inhaler, 2 puff every 6 hours. Urextra, UROXTROL, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Lipitor, 40 milligram daily. Beclomethasone, 80 mcg, 2 puff inhalation every day. Calcium carbonate, 500 milligram BID. Vitamin D, 1000 units daily. Diltiazem, CD, 180 milligram daily. Pepcid, 20 milligram daily. Fluticasone nasal spray daily, isoniazid, ISONIAZID, 300 mg PO daily every morning, levothyroxine 75 mcg daily, melatonin 3 mg daily, montelukast 10 mg daily, probiotic, colon health, 1 capsule daily, pyridoxine 50 mg, pyridoxine vitamin B6 50 mg daily, senacate 8.6 mg daily, senand/decoset, every day, Spiriva Respimat, 2 puff daily, warfarin 10 mg every evening, but take 7.5 Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and 5 mg on Sunday and Wednesday. Physical exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented to M3. Blood pressure 119/68, pulse 76, temperature 98.4 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse 92%. Heart rate, macrocephalic, eyes, and cataract, no Ian is a discharge. Next supple, no JVD. Test old healed. Surgical scar from the previous cabbage. Lungs, decreased breast down to the bases, no wheezing, heart SMS2. Abdomen soft, non-tender balsam positive. Extremities, no edema, no cough tenderness. Neuro patients awake, alert. Oriented M3, cooperative. Moving all extremities, equal. Skin is intact. Assessment patient is admitted. Number one, generalized weakness, next line ambulatory dysfunction, next line. Right side pleural effusion, status post for acentesis, next line. Latent TB, next line. Chronic atrial fibrillation, next line. Aortic replacement, mechanical valve, maintain anticoagulation, next line. Hypothyroidism, next line, COPD / emphysema, next line, hypertension, next line, obstructive sleep apnea, next line, history of multiple pulmonary nodules, next line, history of cervical spine stenosis, history of lumbar disc disease, status post lumbar decompressive surgery in 2015. History of prostatic hypertrophy with urinary retention. History of leg edema. History of superior mesenteric ischemia with hemoperitoneum, required hospitalization in 2019, required surgery, laparotomy, and evacuation of hemoperitoneum. History of bilateral inguinal hernia. History of aspiration pneumonia treated. History of schwannoma, SCHWANOMA. History of COVID recovery. History of hypothyroidism. Plan of care will continue all his current medications. PTOT will monitor PTNR closely. Once the NR is between 2.5 to 3.5, will discontinue Lovinox and maintain a warfarin. It will discuss with the patient. Patient core status was also discussed. Patient want to be full code. He's alert. Re-entered M3. Capable of making his own healthcare decision. Capron was also discussed with the nursing staff at the nursing home. Thank you.